The late campaign's doomsday ads landed with a thud, at least in public opinion. Massive polling through the first week showed a dramatic increase in name recognition from 2 to 20%, but the ads were universally disliked. They were frightening, and people just didn't want to think about wars and terrorism. They were too busy making money and spending it. When issues were confronted in the midst of a roaring economy, they were limited to the old standbys of family values and tax cuts. Candidate Lake's early interviewers treated him as just another flake, until he announced live on the air that his campaign had received in excess of $11 million in less than a week. "We expect to have $20 million in 2 weeks," he said. Teddy Maynard had assured him the money would be there. $20 million in 2 weeks had never been done before, and by the end of that day, Washington was consumed with the story. Aaron Lake had arrived.